This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. We're on the air 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And rebroadcast through many outlets across the United States at different times throughout the day and on satellite. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
you and I have been talking about getting out of Dodge for years, and we've told people, you know, to be prepared. Things can turn on a dime. One of the terms that's used in finance education at the university level is called random walk. You know, everything's just bumping along just fine, and then something happens, and then everything changes. So everything was going along, you know, status quo, normal for the times, and then George Floyd was murdered. And now the United States is on fire. And not to be done, there are riots and protests in other parts of the world. So, and it's about all about the same thing. It's about the police abuse. It's about the government oppression. It's about the extremely high taxes. It's about the spying technology. It's about so many things that have culminated in the eruption that we are seeing right now. It's a couple days ago, there are about 13,000 National Guard troops, and the President wants to make sure, the President of the United States wants to make sure that he puts this fire out quickly, and he wants to deploy the military. And I've got to tell you, I think it's the wrong thing to do. So I mentioned this before yesterday, and it's worth repeating, I believe. So democracy is alive and well in the United States of America. And democracy is two wolves and one chicken deciding what's for dinner. Mob rule is democracy. So we have mob rule in America right now. We have had for about a little over a week now. And so what you're seeing in my mind is a combination of 1775 and 1861. The first American Revolution was in it began in 1775, and the first Civil War in 1861. We are, in my opinion, we are in the second American Revolution with the government against the people. And we are in the second Civil War with the people against corporations, or actually corporations against people, with forced obsolescence, marginally manufactured products, products that are designed to fail. And so the people have been fleeced by the corporations, and they've had it with the corporations, they've had it with big business, they've had it with Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook of Apple, Verizon, all of the spying, all of the overcharges, all of the being unable to get satisfaction when you go into a store. Nobody can do anything. Nobody knows anything. go into any big box store in the good old days, and the employees didn't know what they were doing or even why they were there. They didn't know the products. They couldn't help you. And the lack of education across the United States of America, the educational system has been destroyed. People used to have pride in what they did. I know a man that was after World War II, he got a job with Sears Roebuck and Company. He stayed with Sears. He became a manager of a department, and he went to work every day, and you could ask him any question about his department, and he knew the answers. He was a professional floor salesman, not selling flooring, but he was on the floor, the sales floor, and he knew. Well, that's not the case today. You go into any store, I don't know. How would they know? They'll look it up on the phone. You can look it up on your phone yourself if you have one. So we have been falling down for decades. And this series of demonstrations and rioting and looting, I believe, is a culmination of how American politicians and how American corporate greed has manifested in this extreme violence. And it was coming for a long time. And it's not all about George Floyd. It was just one more example of the abuses by the government, by the police, the military arm of the government, meaning the police, those are the guys with the guns that enforce what the government wants to do. That's who they are. They pull guns on people. They shoot people. And people have had it with the no-knock raids. They've had it with their doors being bashed in by the cops and, oh, wrong apartment, most so sorry, but the senior citizen watching TV dies of a heart attack. We've seen it over and over and over, and we've been reporting it for years. That's what this is all about. And it's destroyed the supply chain of our country. That combined with the coronavirus resulting in the corona panic. So it's like a double whammy that we got here in the United States. Any comments, Gwyneth Isaacs?
Okay, I think that you're absolutely spot on. I've been calling this whole situation a major systemic collapse, a collapse of empire and the fall of Rome. These are the sorts of names that I've been calling it. If people out there in the class think that this is going to go back to the way that things were just a few months ago, they have got another thing coming. There is no more going back at this stage to the way that things were, because the shipping companies are either broke or soon going to be broke. Most of them are actually broke. I was in town today. I was in Bendigo today, and which is a fairly sizable town. It's got 120,000 people living there. And I was with a friend, and my friend decided that he wanted to buy a particular appliance. So we went to the electrical appliance store, and what I saw was empty shelves in this electrical appliance store. There were certain items that were just completely sold out. There were just bare shelves. And this wasn't because that there had been a run on the store or anything like that. I found a salesman, an appliance salesman, and I said, "What's happening here?" And after this sort of appliance, and the sort of appliance that I was after was a 1,000-watt food processor. And he said, "Oh, well, we haven't got any." And I said, "What do you mean you haven't got any?" He said, "Well, I've got the 2,500-watt food processors. We've got the 800-watt food processor, the 750-watt food processors, but not the 1,000. And I said, "Wow, when are you going to get some more? Next week?" And he said, "Oh, at least 4 to 6 weeks." And I said to him, "When was your last freight shipment?" And he said, "February." He said, "Just after this whole coronavirus thing started, We got a shipment of appliances, and we haven't had one since. And I said, you're kidding me. And I said, well, okay, well, you don't have those. What about bread makers? Do you have any bread makers? And he said, listen, they sold out within 48 hours of this whole thing being announced. And I said, you're kidding me. And he said, no. And I said, wow, that's quite amazing. Thank you very much for your help. And that's just an example. Now, if an appliance manufacturer has not sold any appliances since February, they're not coming back. Okay? What is happening is that they are gradually selling the appliances on their shop floor, and I believe that they, at this point, they had a lot of specials on, and I believe at this point that they are actually selling their demonstration stock. So that means that instead of, selling... Yeah, instead of you looking at the fridge and saying, well, gee, that's a neat fridge, I'd like to have that fridge, then instead of them saying, okay, well, we'll call the factory and we'll get one delivered to you, in 2 weeks, I believe now that what they're actually saying is, wow, cool, that's really great, that's $1,000 in our till. And we'll have it delivered to you this afternoon, shall we? Does that make sense? That's the level that we're at now. That's what I saw at the appliance store this afternoon.
Oh, that's what's happening here in the United States as well. If you want to buy a freezer, let's say a chest freezer, one that has the... It is low to the ground, typically, maybe waist high, and you lean over and you lift up the lid. That kind of a freezer is out of stock, and it's not available till maybe near the end of this year, if then. Okay, you can't buy one on Craigslist used. They're all gone. So you can buy, you can order, a cheap Chinese one that... has a substandard compressor that is thin and weak. You can order one of those, a new one, and you can get it in several months and pay full price for it. But if you wanted to get a used one, forget it. I've searched the entire country on Craigslist looking for them. It's not just here in Missouri; it's all over the country. They're unavailable. Bread machines are tough to get, and they're expensive. I mean, you can still get some used ones on eBay. But they've gone up because they used to be $10 for a used bread machine. Nobody wanted one. It was something that was fashionable or in vogue maybe 20 years ago. But nah, it's too hard to make bread. It's too much work. You have to hit several buttons. You have to pour the flour and the water and the yeast and a little bit of lemon and sugar in there. And it's just way too hard. And then you have to wait about 3 hours. Too hard for Americans to do that. So... they ended up in what Joey would call junk stores. That would be like Goodwill stores, that kind of thing. And you could get them for $10. And anytime you want, you could get one or two, several of them. And they were there because nobody wanted them. Now, now they are $50 plus shipping. So now you're looking at a little under $100 by the time you get a used one. Now, you might be able to get a new one, but that won't be anywhere near the quality of a used one from 20 years ago, like a Toastmaster or a major manufacturer that you recognize the name of. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. We're talking about supply chain. And I wanted to buy a stainless steel, about a 24 to 30 quart stockpot. Sometimes they're called turkey fryer pots. And they come in aluminum, and they come in stainless steel. So I wanted to buy one for processing our tomatoes from our garden. And we've never processed on a scale like this. We've experimented, but, you know, we've eaten the tomatoes raw. Well, I wanted to make some spaghetti sauce. And I did it last year, and it worked fine, but it wasn't on the scale that we've planted the garden this year. So I wanted to get a 24 or 30 quart stock pot, stainless steel, because I don't want the aluminum to be leached into the tomato sauce because of the acid of the tomato. Well, so I looked and looked, and I found Amazon's got a whole bunch of them. And you read the reviews, and they'll say heavy duty, and then you read the reviews that about that particular pot, and it says thin, not heavy duty. So the Chi-Coms lie to us. They, you know, heavy duty is relative. So a stock pot that has a paper thin wall of stainless steel to me is not heavy duty. So I ultimately found one that was made in Japan, and I found an older stock that had some dings and dents in it. And I was willing to buy that because I did not want to buy a brand new piece of junk from China. So I really didn't want to buy a Japanese one. I wanted to buy an American one, but we don't have any. There's no such thing as buying them on Craigslist. They're not available. So I ordered one, and yeah, I may or may not get it. Who knows? But what I'm saying is, as I was doing my research, and it took me a couple weeks to figure out which one of these darn things I wanted to get, because I don't like making mistakes. I'm allergic to making mistakes. So I do research first. And as I was looking, the inventory was disappearing right in front of me. So I decided to do some other research, like what other products are disappearing from online purchases? Microwave ovens. Well, yeah, I believe it's exactly what Gwen has said. I believe the supply stopped. So stores and warehouses are selling out of inventory, and I was looking at microwave ovens, they've got like 10 left, then 7, then 6, then out of stock. That's the kind of thing that's happening. So my recommendation to you is that if you need it, with the operative word being need, that you get it, if it's at a reasonable price. Because to me, I can only see prices going up because the supplies are going down. And with the rioting and the looting, stores are not going to be real excited about reopening. Stores are, you know, if they have leases, they're going to say, what are you kidding me? You want me to pay rent on that burned out building? No, we're not going to pay rent. As a matter of fact, I don't know if we're going to even reopen. There's a store in New York City. It's called Saks, S-A-K-S, 5th, F-I-F-T-H Avenue, Saks Fifth Avenue. That's their flagship store in Manhattan, New York City. They've boarded up the windows. They wrapped the first 7 feet or so in chain link fencing. And then above the chain link fencing is concertina razor wire. You know what they have in prisons to keep the prisoners in? That's what Saks Fifth Avenue has done. Now, why have they done that? Because it's really dangerous. Now, if they've done that, do you want to go into a city like that and, you know, buy some things? Of course not. So all across the country, cities are experiencing these protests, which have turned into riots and looting and vandalism and slashing, crashing, bashing, and burning. If you need it, I suggest you get it, because soon, if not today, delivery people are not going to want to deliver. They're going to be at risk driving trucks with merchandise in them. Gwen, if any comments before we go to the break?
Yeah, I would say that I absolutely agree with you. And I think that it's only a matter of time before what we've seen in the United States comes to Australia. And so far, we haven't seen these sorts of things here yet, but I think it's coming.
We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd, while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A former Defense Department official resigning from an advisory committee after the forcible removal of protesters from in front of the White House on Monday evening. James Miller resigning his position on the Defense Science Board. His letter of resignation is published in the Washington Post, in which he blames Defense Secretary Mark Esper of violating his oath by backing the use of rubber bullets and flashbangs on peaceful protesters. Miller did serve as the Undersecretary of Defense for policy from 2012 to 2014. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is on track to get a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by early 2021. The nation's top infectious disease specialist making the revelation yesterday during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. He added by mid-summer of this year, the possible formula is expected to be tested on nearly 30,000 volunteers between ages 18 and 55. Volunteers include people over that age bracket as well with underlying health conditions. And a father-to-be taking heat on the internet for wanting to name his baby Cube, as in Rubik's Cube. He's said to be a math genius. It would be great, and he thought it would be cute to reference that in his name. But the wife says she'd rather call her son anything than what he's suggesting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth Isaacs. I'm looking at a protester's sign, and it's a handmade sign, and it says, quote, PTSD is seeing a cop car and immediately making a detour to avoid any confrontation, cause you don't want to die, end quote. PTSD is seeing a cop car and immediately making a detour to avoid any confrontation, cause you don't want to die, end quote. Now, I wouldn't say it's PTSD, but I would say it's prudent. Nobody likes the police. Nobody. Because they do things like shoot flashbang grenades, shoot rubber bullets, shoot real bullets. There are people who have who have protested, peaceful protesters who have been shot in the eye and lost their eyes in this, in the last 7 days. There was a reporter, I was watching a young gal, she was a reporter, and she was on camera, and she was shot right in the abdomen with a grenade launched by the police. She's not the first. There are several reporters who have been injured. There are people who have been arrested reporting on what's going on. Reporters on camera, including CNN. And the mayor's daughter in New York City was arrested. So the police are absolutely out of control. And they're escalating. And the guy in the big house, he says that he wants to get tough. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get tougher on the protests. And when that happens, and when they start shooting more, the police have already started shooting. When they start shooting more, the violence will escalate. I read a report that Derek Chauvin had killed himself while in jail. And yeah, I did several days ago, but I didn't mention it because I couldn't find another source. So I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll read the headlines. This is W24N.com, World News. Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, commits suicide in prison cell. And it says Minneapolis fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin committed suicide in his prison cell pending trial on third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges, the U.S. media reported on Saturday. Goes on to say, on Sunday, John Harrington, commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, announced that Chauvin committed suicide after his arrest in his Minnesota jail cell. Doesn't say much more than that. But I haven't found anything else that says something anywhere near the same as that. So I don't know if it's true or not. So let's consider that a rumor, okay? Because I don't know if it's true. And I haven't heard anything since. Gwyneth, have you heard that Derek Chauvin, the police officer who murdered George Floyd, committed suicide? Did you hear that in Australia?
No. I didn't hear anything about that. But
I have a feeling
it's not
true.
Whether to believe that or not, because the thing is that according to their playbook, things like suicide and faked death are used as an entrance to their witness protection programs. You know, so even if I did hear that he had committed suicide, even if I heard that that had a funeral for him, I would not believe it. I would not 100% believe it. Hey, it might be true. Maybe his conscience got to him, you know. But from what I've seen, these guys don't have consciences. The whole concept of conscience at this point in time seems to be foreign to the representatives of the blue team. That means I don't think they've got a conscience anymore. I think that they have sold out and that they are hollow shells walking around in flesh bodies.
I think what is going to happen
from this point on, I think that Donald Trump is going to do his clampdown with the military and the National Guard and, you know, the corrupt police and whoever else, and they're going to keep on shooting people on their own porches. But that is not... And for a while, the rioting and so on will seem to go away. And, you know, there'll be some people out there and the press will say, hey, Donald Trump did the right thing, yay. But what is going to happen after that is that you are going to have citizens move. By the way, I'm not encouraging anyone to do this. I'm just saying that this is what I can see happening. they are going to be genuine citizens' militias forming in the United States, and they are going to be quite well armed, and they're going to be quite well organized, and they're going to be, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of military veterans in there, and from then on, you are going to be having a genuine civil war / revolutionary war in the United States, because these militia groups are going to start going after government institutions. That I'm not planning, I'm not saying anything like that. All I'm saying is what I can see on the inside of me as a strategist, okay? That, you know, this is what I can see happening over the course of the next 2 to 4 weeks. Because this scale of rioting cannot go on forever, and I don't believe that it will go on forever. But the martial law crackdown will continue, okay? And you could also throw in another really, really, really deadly pandemic virus in there as well, because Bill Gates said that he was going to release a couple of viruses on us all, and the first one was going to be not so deadly, and that the second one was going to be really deadly. And in short, I think that if you are still living in town, in the suburbs, in a city, at this point in the game, you have got rocks in your head. You had better go now to your retreat location. And if you have not got a retreat location, you better find some BLM land or something to park yourself on, because the cities from this point on are going to be war zones. And that's down, especially Democrat-controlled cities, which is pretty well all of them now. Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
Yeah, and in Seattle, Seattle, Washington, the United States of America, the protesters are using umbrellas to shield themselves from tear gas because of the police brutality that's going on across the nation. And so I'm looking at an image of the police standing, and these guys are wearing face shields, helmets, body armor. They've got their nightsticks, and they're really long nightsticks, and they're not like the, you know, the 18-inch ones or 20-inch ones that the police used to carry back in the 1950s. These are clubs, and they're ready. They're ready. A line is formed, and the police put up a barricade. The protesters are with their umbrellas. Some have face masks on, some don't. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, N95-type masks. And the police are ready to kill them. And these are just protesters, you know, just ordinary citizens, all colors, all races. And they're just protesting, and the police are ready to spray them. And I've seen videos of the police pulling down a mask of a protester and spraying right in the face of the protester with mace. This is one little tactic. That's
wow.
That's nothing compared to the shooting of the, you know, the projectiles, whether they be plastic or rubber or tear gas grenades or flashbang grenades. The police are ramping this up. And then the guy in the big house wants to ramp it up even more. And I really believe that if he pulls that off and he ramps it up even more with more M16 long-barreled rifles and guys in military dress, combat dress, when he does that more, it will make everything worse. It will make everything worse. Now, in some cities, the police have de-escalated right from the beginning, and they did the right thing. They said, they met with the protesters. They said, do you want to protest? That's fine. Now, I'm paraphrasing. You want to protest? We support your right to protest. You have the right to protest. You don't need a permit. You can protest. And we will get an area for you to protest, and we will protect you. And when that happened, there was no violence. There was no looting. They were able to protest. The police protected the protesters. You know, like protect and serve, something that they claim that they do. What actually are they protecting in the other cities? They are protecting the government. That's what they're protecting. They're protecting themselves and each other. They are not protecting we, the people. So, as we go farther down this road, and think of it like the war of northern aggression, the war between the states, the Civil War. When that was over, when Sherman was done looting, slashing, bashing, burning farms, killing farm animals in the South, when he was done with all that damage, that scorched earth policy that he had, do you think that the plantation owners and the farmers in Virginia have forgotten that? You know, we're in the year 2020. Virginians still haven't forgotten that. And the Virginians have a term. And the term is Yankee and Damn Yankee. A Yankee is a person who goes down to the South for the summer, spends a week or so, vacations, you know, tours the South, learns about, you know, what's what, maybe, to have fun. That's a Yankee. A damn Yankee, in Virginia vernacular, is someone who comes down, spends a week, and decides not to go home, and moves there. That's a damn Yankee. And I'm telling you that the Southerners do not appreciate Yankees because they remember what happened between the years of 1861 and 1865. That being said, the same thing will probably happen with the rioting of 2020. The Second American Revolution combined with the Second American Civil War. People will not forget for generations. And the police need to remember that because they have targets on their back because of what they're doing.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I wanted to mention something to you. We wanted to buy some parts for a John Deere hay mower for weeks. And we're trying to decide, you know, we really don't want to spend this money to repair this mower. We can't get John Deere on the phone. They're not there. And what's happened is we used to have several John Deere dealerships in the area owned by different owners. Well, it's all been consolidated. Now it's one owner. It's price fixed. So the five or six stores around here that are John Deere dealers, it's all owned by the same company. It's all price fixed. It's miserable. There's no competition. And so we're having trouble getting parts. We're having trouble getting people on the phone. We're having trouble getting knowledgeable salespeople. We're having trouble getting information about, actually, what is the part number that we need, literally. And so what maybe 6 months ago might have cost us $700, $800, today it's over $1,500 for those parts. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. And we don't even know if we can get it. So, you know, we're fabricating the parts ourselves for the short run. That's where we are today. We've got George in New Hampshire. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. Hello, Gwen.
Hey.
I'd like to just say that the way I think this is going to play out eventually is that it's like a train that was far off, and, you know, when it gets close, your ears start hurting because you hear the squealing of the wheels. Well, train's about ready to pull into the station. And from what I see, you mentioned the Civil War. They were very upset at Lincoln because he wanted to borrow money for a war against the South, and wars are expensive. And the biggest bankers in the world that could bankroll it were in England, especially in Europe. And they said, yeah, we'll loan you the money, 36% interest. So when he did the math, he figured, look, that's going to bankrupt our country. So what he did was he said, wait a minute. He says, we can coin our own money the Constitution provides. And he came up with what they call the greenbacks. And they claimed that John Wilkes Booth was an agent of the European bankers because they didn't want this to continue much past the war. And they not only murdered Lincoln through their agents, but they also continued over the next 40, 50 years until they finally got the Federal Reserve Act in place. But what I see playing out is back in the Civil War, a lot of people know that the French and put Maximilian is the president of Mexico, right, just about around the start of the Civil War here. And then the English moved an army up into above New England here. And they were just waiting because they figured like two wolves just waiting for two powerful stags fighting it out. Eventually, they're just going to wait until they wear themselves out to the point where they're so weakened, they just move in for an easy kill. And in Venezuela, and I'm told even in Mexico, a lot of deals have been made with the Chinese and with the Russians. I believe the Russians have a base in Venezuela, and the Chinese basically control the Panama Canal for all intents and purposes. So what I'm saying is that this house isn't going to be a house divided is not going to stand. And right now, I think they're soon going to be coming in to collect, because they basically own us. And I'm sure that there are forces out of the former British Empire that really never really appreciated that we broke away and had our own country. And they've been sharpening, I think, their pencils, figuring out how to get us to basically bend the knee again. And I think it's all going to play out that I'll leave it with this. The saying was, is no foreign army could ever take a drink out of the Potomac that runs through Washington, D.C. and other places. Very beautiful, even though it was very polluted. But they said, what's going to happen? It's going to rot from within. That's the only way that they could accomplish it. And when we look around, the rottenness has reached the foundations to such a degree that eventually one day, you know, those insects that are boring away at our foundations morally, our laws, our freedoms, it's just going to collapse.
George, have you heard the term, your name is mud? Have you heard that term?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Samuel Alexander Mudd Sr. was the doctor who treated John Wilkes Booth after he assassinated Abraham Lincoln. And because of that, they would say, your name is Mud, which means you're no good. That's where that came from. I just wanted to share that little piece of history since you mentioned Abraham Lincoln. Did you want to stay through the break?
If you don't mind.
Sure, that would be great. So, George, is your opinion we're going down for quite a while? Is that your thought?
Well, I mean, they talk about Babylon. And I would say that with a lot of the things that are exported from this country, I believe we're Babylon.
All right. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. I'd love to hear your...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.